Hello, and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik, and I am the founder of Honest Politics, LLC. My company does high-level political consulting, but not for politicians. My services are catered to everyday Americans, just like you and me. So let's get started. And I know I was going to put out a coronavirus podcast episode. I had promised that previously. However, I'm not an epidemiologist. I am not an expert. So in this, I'm going to quickly go over an academic article that I scanned researching for viruses, and then I'm going to tell you politically where to get the best information, and then I might throw in some opinions here. But let's get started with the article that I read. Now, I kind of skimmed this because the article is titled, from 2018, is titled Modeling Pathogenesis of Emergent and Pre-Emergent Human Coronaviruses in Mice. So this caught my attention because I wanted to look at what happens to mice when studying coronaviruses, and some of it was disturbing, the way that mice are literally injected with this disease and then all kinds of things are tried on them to figure out how to stop it. Or in this case, it was modeling the virus by having the mice infect each other and so forth. And if you care at all about animals, that's disturbing. If you don't care at all about animals, then maybe you're okay with this. But I think it does raise an ethical point. Is it okay to cause suffering within animals so that we can lower suffering within humans? And to what degree does each happen, and is it ethical? You might not care at all about mice, but the next thing that caught my attention was NHPs. They test this coronavirus vaccines and all of this on NHPs, and I kind of knew what that was before reading it. It's non-human primates, which basically means monkeys, orangutans, chimpanzees. I'm not sure exactly which ones, but these animals are closest evolutionarily to what we are, and the fact that they are being injected with these coronaviruses, they're made to transmit it to each other so that we can study it, is kind of awful. And then again, you can say, oh, well, you know, I don't care about monkeys as long as people benefiting from this virus and vaccine research. But it does raise an ethical question. Is it worth it? And you have to answer yes, no, or maybe, you know. It's something to think about. Our understanding of medical science and all the medical science that's behind trying to stop this COVID-19 outbreak, it's done the same way as other coronaviruses have been researched. It's injecting it or giving it to animals, mammals with feelings, or at least the capacity to feel some kind of joy and some kind of suffering. Of course, we don't know exactly what it is because they can't tell us, but it's obvious that animals do feel suffering and they do feel happiness. Whether they experience it exactly as we do is up for debate, but they are suffering. It's clear. And then I went on, you know, Reddit's not a great source of information overall because anyone can say anything, but if you look up something this specific and look at the anecdotes, it can give you a lens into a certain profession. So I looked at stories from medical students and medical professionals who have to experiment on animals, and they would say, I was reading the horrible stories about giving mice cancers and trying all, you know, making them suffer, and how some of these research scientists will just throw them around and not care, but the animal-loving scientists justify it by saying, at least I'm trying to be as gentle as possible. At least I'm playing with them in the off times. At least I'm trying to give them as much joy and minimize their suffering, even though we have to do this research so that we can get our medical knowledge beefed up and our medical technologies out so that we can fight something like COVID-19. Skimming this article, I only skimmed it because it's a lot of medical knowledge and medical terminology that I do not understand. It's still a rabbit hole that I went down a little bit and something to consider. I'm not saying we should or should not be using mice and primates to test vaccines or model the spread of the virus, but it's something that we are doing as humans, and we're all, as a society, kind of complicit in this, unless You could write to your representatives about it. You could try to protest outside of the buildings that conduct these, but a lot of it's kept secret pretty much as well. The government's not broadcasting that they do this. And I read Animal Liberation, which had a section in the book about how animals are tested on, and it's pretty horrific. All the kind of things we've put animals through just to expand our knowledge, or even a lot of it's pointless. So a lot of these biologists and things, I hope they are taking some humane considerations into consideration. Do I have to do this test? Is this test advancing knowledge, or is it kind of just something that you're doing so that you could get funding? And then I want to now turn to what you can do and the best place to get information. Now, you're going to hear stuff from a lot of sources, whether it's YouTube videos, people posting on Facebook, people texting you that a friend who works at FEMA might be saying this or that. I think it's hard to know where to get the best news. It's hard to know where to get the best information. I would suggest the three most valuable ones are the federal, state, and local governments, because they are all accountable to you. You can vote these people in and out. So they know that it's going to be harder to lie to you. They need your support for tax dollars, you know, all this stuff. So, in order, I would focus on your most local governments because they know the situation on the ground in your area better than the federal government, which has to look over 320 plus million people. Perhaps your county is only 1 million people or 100,000 people. The more specific you get, the better guidance you'll have. So I think it's worth paying attention to what the federal government's doing. You might want to check in it once every day or every few days, but it's not as important as what your state government is doing. Like in New York and California, the state governments are issuing shelter-in-place orders and things. So you do at least once or twice a day want to see what your state is saying. I know for New York at least, they're having press conferences every day at about 10 or 11. If you hire me, I can help you look more into it. And all my services are free. I just posted that on my social media. All the services are free. But contact me and I'll help you find out your state and when they're letting people know what's going on. But I would pay the most attention at least once a day. You should be looking at your local county government, perhaps even a more localized form. Perhaps if you're in DC, you want to look not just at what the mayor is saying, but the leader of your ward or a ward representative. You want to get as local as you can. For most of us, it's the county government. What are they saying? So you can look at what your county executive or your county leader or whatever is saying. You want to go to your public health commissioner, who's in charge of public health, look at what they're saying. Beyond the hyperlocal stuff, which has the most directly impacting for you, there's the obvious things like washing your hands and being distant, staying at home as much as you can. All of that's available on the CDC website, and a lot of it's being said by people who know this subject much better than me. I'm more of a generalist in public policy and politics. If you want very specific public health and epidemiological information, there are other sources, but I highly recommend sticking mostly to what your local, state, and at sometimes the federal government, what they're saying. Knowing that the broader and the more constituents they have, the less specifically useful information for you that they will have. So just a quick podcast to put out. If you would like more podcasts, I'd be happy to do that. If it's COVID-19 related, I'll do it for free. If it's something else, then I would charge obviously for it, but I am waiving late fees for the foreseeable future, which means you could theoretically pay a bill late and you will not be charged for it until I reinstate the late fees. And I'll let everybody know, of course. So I'm not just going to say, hey, by the way, you owe five times as much as you paid would have paid. So join us next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics. As always, thanks for, what do I usually say?